Nicole, it was really, really powerful. Yeah. And I don't know, probably you're thinking back now with what you know, and you said you hadn't started using subscriberless. Can you think of how much kind of money you had left or, you know, just let go by when you have a subscriberless when you first started out?
I think when I started building this, my feedback was on about 5,000. So that goes to show you how many potential subscribers I've lost. So I don't want to think about it.
5,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I mean, see, I'm still learning. I'm still learning myself. I don't know everything. I'm still learning. And I only learned last year to build a list. So there you go.
Okay. It looks like we're getting near the end. But I don't know if, do you have some time we can stick around maybe and have some people ask some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to open up the lines, and if you have some questions, just maybe speak up, say your name, and where you're calling from, and then I'll try to mute out the line and just have you speak. So hold on 1 second. Hi, does anyone have a question right now? Can you guys hear me?
Everybody's quiet.
Yeah, quiet group, I guess. Maybe they all have muted them, so I just unmuted the whole line. So if you have maybe some people, actually, like I have a mute on my phone, you can unmute yourself and speak up if you have a question. Oh, it looks like maybe we don't have any questions right now. Anyway. I guess we have a quiet or a shy group because
we must have answered them all. I'll probably have a few emails tomorrow.
Yeah, we must have answered everyone's questions and just got everything going. Well, I wanted to take a moment to kind of find out what you've been working on lately.
I put my new members package on ClickBank. I didn't have that on ClickBank. I've done that last week. I think you've got the link there. Is it auctioncentreveal.com/John? You can see that?
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, if people go to auctionsellandreveal.com/John, they can go take a look at that. And, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but I don't know, can you maybe offer something a little bit special for, let's say, you know, a certain number of people who decide maybe to join either tonight or maybe let's say the next 48 hours, because I'm going to be putting this up kind of for the replay line for some people who might not have been able to stay for the whole call because it has kind of run a little bit longer. But would you be able to put something a little bit special? I can, you know, do something with you if you want as well.
Well, cool. What, you mean like a discount, yeah? Are you talking about, is that what you're talking about?
I don't know, people who maybe want to stay up like tonight or, you know, when they listen to this on the recall, maybe just, maybe another teleseminar or something where they can just ask you some questions that they have.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, I'm willing to do that.
Like that, I don't know. I know I'm putting you kind of on the spot. I didn't really ask you that before, so.
Yeah, I mean, I can do another call. If that's what you're saying, yeah. If you get a group of people who want to specifically ask questions, yeah?
Yeah, we can just do... maybe schedule something out a little bit, just people who buy. And it's not going to be posted kind of on the link when they buy it, but, you know, we can kind of monitor and see who buys through
the
link.
I'll tell you what I can do, right? It's the price at the moment. If anyone's looking at this link, auctioncentreveal.com/John, yeah, I'll make the price. It's at $67 right now. I'll just have to log in. I'll make the price $47 for the next 24 hours. Does that sound good? Yeah?
How much was that again?
$47.
Wow, you changed it to okay.
24 hours.
I really wasn't expecting that, but...
Well, there you go. I've just done it. It'll say $67 on the button, but it's $47. I've just done that now. The price is $47 for 24 hours. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Thank you. I totally wasn't expecting that. I mean, I just, you know, wanted to throw that out there and see kind of what we could do. And, you know, I'm sure I appreciate it. And all the people, all the members of auctionsellandreveal.com really appreciate that too.
Okay.
And,
no problem.
You know, I just I'm just thankful for that. Do you want to go a little bit more into about what is kind of what you have set up there?
What I've set up, yeah. Basically, if you're in the UK, I'm not in the US, but I guarantee I'll make you a power seller in 90 days. If you read the page, I provide you with all the tools you need, a huge collection of ebooks, all the tools you need, all the advice. You can email us anytime you want. I provide you with your own ebook website, which you can send visitors to using the methods we were talking about. And the most important thing, which I can't stress enough, you get access to my members only forum. And that is probably worth more than the membership alone. I learn from my forum members. I still learn. We all learn. We all work together. And we're constantly coming up with ideas. And it might sound where we should be competing with each other, but we're not. We all help each other. We all help each other create new products, give people advice. And I can't stress enough, if you're even sitting on the fence, the forum is worth the price of admission alone. And if you have a look and you see, if you don't like what you see, you just ask for a refund. And I'll always refund you. It's never ever been a question with me. If you don't like what you see, just ask for a refund and you'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the forum and kind of having a group of people who think kind of like you is very powerful. I know actually that's kind of how we had met, was through another forum, and we just kind of connected, and being able to speak with other people who are kind of like-minded and doing the same thing. And I know one thing you had just mentioned was that you think that you would kind of be competing with each other, but I mean, if you go out and just talk to people, you know, on your day-to-day basis, most of the time you're not going to be able to find people who kind of have that same interest and that mindset to be, you know, building your business and doing the things that you're doing on your eBay business. So, I mean, most of the time you can't go talk to, you know, your uncle or family members or friends. They won't know what the heck you're talking about.
That's right,
you know, I'm, you know, doing a listing on eBay and, you know, I'm trying to become power. So it's like a totally another language. You're like totally alien or something like that for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, the way I try to explain it is, if you create an ebook and you want a grant reseller, there's a forum full of people who, if you're creating a good enough product, they'll help you create a good product anyway. You've got a group of people who'll say, I'll sell that for you, you know? So that's straight away is helping you get your ebook viral. And that's what I've stressed from day one. If you get your ebook viral, it'll make you money. So you want as many people as possible. So you can go on the forum and say, I'm creating this ebook. Can you help us with a topic? People can make your covers. People can help you with graphics. People can help you with your punctuation. Just simple little things. And they'll help you out and say, you'd be better off changing this. You'd be better off changing that. And then in the end, you end up with a product that sometimes actually is that good that you can sell for a lot more. And maybe it's not grant resale rights. That's not always the way. But 9 out of 10, you want a grant resale right, and you've got a group of people who will help you get your ebook viral and help you make money from your ebook.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally awesome, just having a group of people who want to help you and you can help them. And it's just like that community, you know, it's really hard to find. And I mean, you know, before there was the internet, I don't know how people did this kind of thing, because it's, you're like, you know, you have to go to a seminar or go to some kind of meeting where you can meet other people, and it's oftentimes tough to, you know, fly somewhere, and you'd only be there for a couple of days. But just having kind of a place where you can just, you know, bounce ideas off people, you know, maybe say, I'm thinking about learning this ebook, and, you know, about this, that, and the other, or whatever. And someone else might say, you know, oh, you know, I tried that, and I had a hard time. And they might give you, you know, suggestions to either improve it, or maybe like, oh, don't go try to do that, because, you know, I tried that, and I spent, you know, months and months, and I didn't make any money on that. You know, just be on the share
that's
contribute
hitting
back
right
and
in the
forth.
Head, yeah. That is hitting you right in the head. Yeah, you can share. I mean, someone will say, what kind of tools would you recommend? What kind do you think this ebook software is any good? Do you think that's any good? And what you've got to think, you see, we're not competing, because we're all, like, people who's involved, the people who are involved are all creating their own unique products. So they're not, we're not all competing simply because of that. And like I say, if you can create a product and you're prepared to create your own product, which you must do to be truly successful, you've got a group of people willing to help you create a product and willing to help you sell that product and distribute that product and get that product out there and get it viral. So if, and we're all sharing the same interests, we're all trying to create our own products. And it's not just ebooks as well. There's other, we'll talk about things like AdSense. You know, we've got many, many categories in your forum. It's not just eBay and it's not just ebooks. It's, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff. You know, like some people are suggesting money making thing from their articles or something or AdSense or this. But it's primarily ebooks. But I learn, like I say, I learn nearly every day. I go on my own forum and I learn something new from someone else. And that's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, I think just being able to share with people and learn. I mean, because one thing I've kind of discovered just being in forums and being in communities is that I can only learn so much as one person, and I only have so much time in a day. But if I can go and share with other people and just kind of find out what they're learning about, what they're reading about, because they might have a little bit different perspective and a little bit different exposure, and they can actually kind of be helping me out to find out information that I, you know, otherwise might not be able to see or be exposed to at all. So just, you know, the sharing of the information, that's, you know, very, very powerful, and it's hard to get in very many other places. I mean, like, I think without, you know, having some kind of community, oftentimes I probably would be oblivious to a lot of things without having that relationship and sharing with other people.
Yeah, like we all, like I say, we all a friendly bunch. And it's a closed forum as well. It's members only. Not anyone can come in from outside. It's all password protected. Everything's secure. So you're safe in the knowledge, knowing you can just talk about what you want, knowing that there's a community of people who are like-minded, who are wanting to create ebooks, who are wanting to make money on eBay from ebooks. And like you were saying, you can share information, share tips, everything you need to know. And if you don't know something, you just ask it. I mean, you just go, if I don't know a question, if I want to know something, I'll ask, and someone will know the answer. 9 times out of 10, someone will help you out. And that's worth a membership package alone. I can't stress that enough. If you can see the forum, you would understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really great. And that link again was auction, selling.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
Go ahead.
auctionsellingrevealed.com/John. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And you can go there and take a look at kind of what you have as sales. The last question that I like to ask kind of before we go is, what would you say is kind of like over the course of the time that we spent together, what do you think would be kind of a takeaway that people can take with them and make it actionable either tonight or tomorrow, something that they can use and, you know, just help them move them forward? Like kind of the biggest, I don't know, the most, something that you feel was, you know, the biggest thing that people could learn or kind of see, or you found that was, you know, important for you that people can go out there and actually apply, maybe starting tonight or tomorrow.
Right. I would say create your own. If just try and create one ebook. If you can create one ebook, you'll find you can create two. If you can create two, you can create three. If you need advice, you can email us, or you can, if you look at my newsletter, planetsmithnewsletter.com, I think I've got a 5-part course in my newsletter, how to write an ebook. But I'm going to put some more links in my resources page as well. I'll put some links into free private label material as well. Just think about what you know, what other people, like your hobbies, what do you know? And you will find you know something that other people want to know. And if you think you don't know, either go on the internet and research a topic or find some private label material and just write an ebook and then just see what happens. If you find once you write one, it becomes easy. You can write two, write three. I mean, I didn't do very well at English, but I'm writing ebooks, you know. My punctuation is not the best, but I can still write an ebook as long as you can get the message across for what you're trying to say. And like I was saying before, I've got people who forum members who would actually help you. I go to people for my punctuation and my spelling. I'll say, can you have a quick look at this? I need help with this to make sure everything's right. And 9 times out of 10, my ebooks will be full of errors because I'm not the best writer, but I get the message across. And if you think you can't do it, I'm telling you, you can do it. So just have a think about what you know. And if you need any help, just email us. I'll do my best to help you. But try and think, well, just try and write one ebook. That's what I can see it. And one will lead it to, I guarantee.
Okay, wow, that's awesome. I mean, we've been going kind of back to that a couple of times tonight. Just, you know, go out there, do it, and take action.
Take action.
You know, you'll see the results. And if you see only a little bit, you just kind of keep taking action to move forward. And if you, like you said, if you're only making, let's say, you know, 50 cents or a dollar or something like that, you've done it once, you've actually made money. And I mean, right. A lot of times people just, and I've done this as well, is that I've kind of, you know, studied and read and not taken any action, and you can't make any money unless you take action and do something, or else people can't buy what you don't put out there.
Yeah. If you don't take action, nothing will happen. And the good thing is you can take action for free. You can do it for free. If you want to do it for free, if you want to create an ebook for free, you can do it. And the tools are on my resources page. I'm going to put more tools. I'll put some more tools up tomorrow after I've had a good night's sleep. I'll fill this page up, and I'll try and put as much free stuff up as I can. And I'll try and provide you with all the tools you need to create your own ebook. But if you can, try and write your own, if you can. But if you can't, I'll provide you with the tools, private label material that you can do it with. That's the best I can offer.
Wow, that's totally awesome. And thank you so much, you know, John, for being here with us tonight. I know
no
it's,
problem.
You know, quite late for you, or
no
early in the morning, you know, kind of like in the 1 or 2 a.m., maybe. I think it might even be 3
a.m.
a.m., wow.
I want to thank you personally, Ted, because this is my first time I've done anything like this, and I was very, very nervous at the start. But yeah, you've done a brilliant job there, getting the information out of it. So I didn't think I would do
it. I would have never known. If you hadn't actually said that, I wouldn't have known this was your first tele seminar. You did a wonderful job, and, you know, it's just, you know, going, doing, kind of taking action. That's kind of what we're talking about, moving forward.
When you contacted me 2 or 3 months ago, I thought, oh, I was dreading it. I was really dreading it, but now I've done it. I'll probably do many more now. But I took action, and I've done it, and now we'll see what happens. So it's like what everybody says: take action. Just do it, and you won't know if you don't do it. If you don't do that, you won't know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we fear the things that, you know, kind of we don't know, but once we take the action, we kind of, you know, overcome that fear and just see that, you know, oh, what I was scared of was not really that bad, and you can kind of keep moving forward. And you don't have to get it right the first time you do it. You just keep improving and getting better and better.
That's exactly it. You can do it, like I said before. Or you're using some of your time. You're not investing an absolute fortune. It's not something where you've got to buy a $1,000 course, or you've got to invest $1,000 on software. You can do this for free. If you start seeing results for something that's cost you nothing, well, you can't get much better than that, can you?
No, I don't think you really can. So, well, I'd like to thank you very much, John, for being on the line with us. And thank you for everyone who's been listening. And this is auctionsellingrevealed.com. And, you know, we're just so fortunate. And if you want to take advantage of what John's offering, he's been so generous. He has reduced the price actually for 24 hours to $47 for his membership set. So if you go to auctionsellingrevealed.com/John, you can take a look at that. And, you know, I would definitely encourage you guys all to take advantage of that, because, I mean, what John has been talking about tonight, this is just a little touch of what, you know, what he has, and I'm sure he has so much more information and knowledge that, you know, we only have a limited amount of time that we can sit down and talk with him. And, you know, like we had been discussing previously, just that community and having people around, that's just totally awesome, to have people to kind of bounce ideas off of and just to take action, keep you motivated, and help you move in your business forward. So I'd just like to thank John and thank all of you for listening in and just bearing with us for the last couple of hours.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Is that it, Ted?
All right, well, I'll let you get some rest now. It's quite
thank
late.
You.
And,
thanks, everyone.
Quite early, depending.
Thank you very much. Okay, thanks, Ted.
Thank you very much, John. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.